This next piece is called Sitting on a Pole, Trying to Win Some Money. Oh, and congratulations, listener. You're already on page 65. Well, here I am. I do feel good about one thing. Only three people besides me are left. And so I know that I'm going to win some, even if it's just the Annie DeFranco tickets. I just wish it wouldn't take so long. I know that's part of the whole deal, but anyway, that's what I wish. Wish? Try pray. That's what I pray for. I don't think I've ever prayed so hard in my life. That's not true, actually. I remember praying this hard when I was 12 and got caught with Travis Montgomery in his basement smoking cigarettes, and we had our penises out, and we was looking at Playboy, and Travis already had pubic hair then. He was the one who wanted to do the circle jerk, not me, just for the record. Wow, man, why am I thinking about that stuff? I'm a grown man. Enough, concentrate. If I can last longer than these young clowns, and I will, then I drive away with the new Chevy half-ton destroyer, loaded, easy. Larissa thinks I'm nuts and that I won't do it, or she thinks I can't do it is more like it. Of all the things we've been through, I think that says more than everything else. She truly thinks I can't do it. Well, I know I can. There's a difference right there. Hey, if nothing else, I got tickets to go see a singer or a band named Annie DeFranco. I can tell you that this little shit two poles over ain't gonna make it past the hour. She's skinny, weak, and hungry, starting to get a little crazy. She's been singing some song in Arabic or something like that. Maybe Jewish? I don't know. She didn't bring warm enough clothes either, and it's supposed to snow again tonight. See, I was smart and ate a pound of pure fat back before getting up here. I got fat to burn. I also coated my arms with Crisco so I'll be warm, and since I was smart and got the butter-flavored kind, I'll be able to sneak a snack in every once in a while. It's hard to believe it's only been 3 days. Seems like I've been up here for a month. Outside of running out of poo room in my pants, I feel pretty good about my situation. It is boring, though, even with all the people shouting at us. I wish they didn't put us up so high so that I could actually have a conversation with folks, or at least hear what they're saying. 500 feet? That's one of them abstract distances that you can only gauge with context. By itself, you can't really conceive of it. But here I am, a football field and a half straight up in the sky, sitting on a 6x6 piece of reinforced plywood. I didn't count on how cold it was going to be with the wind and all, but I need that truck. What's the second place prize? Fuck, I can't believe I forgot. It's a year's supply of something. Noodles? Pimentos? Nah, something for around the house. Windex, maybe. Windex? Syndex? I don't know. Whatever it is, I'm not settling for it. How much Windex do you use in a year anyway? That's 3 or 4 bottles at most, right? Funny thing is, I don't even listen to Wade and the Cowgirl and hardly ever listen to the station at all. I'm not much for today's modern country. Some of it I like, but I'll take the classics any day. The Hanks, Snow and Williams, Ernest Tubbs, even Jim Reeves. Those are the greats. These damn DJs don't know when to shut up with all their guffawing and silly noises and Britney Spears jokes. I had the thing on scan, and it landed on them talking about the truck giveaway, and I locked on. Sounded simple enough. Be the last one down from the pole. Not easy, mind you, but simple. That's the key. No math or anything that had to be figured out. My kind of contest. When I told Larissa about it, she thought I'd never do it. I think that's what motivated me to go sign up, even. I drove down to Dugan Chevrolet and did it right then and there. Now here I am, sitting on a pole, trying to win some money. Or a truck, rather, but I like to look at it as free money, because not only will I have a new truck, but I can sell my Dodge Lacerator to Marshall and Donna at Lotions for less and pocket the cash. Pure profit. God, I wish I didn't have this song stuck in my head. I don't even know what it is. I know that Flap Montgomery sings it. I guess it's called That's the Third Time That I've Twice Won Your Heart, because that's the chorus. But oh, I get it now. It's like third, twice, and the one part means one, like the number one. Today's country songs do that a lot. That's what I was talking about before. Holy shit! What the hell is this all about? There's a helicopter dropping eggs on us. What the fuck? Good God! It's from the goddamn radio station. There's a big old helicopter with the Star 96.7 logo on it, and hey, that's Wade. Oh, he's throwing eggs at us. What's that? That's the mayor. Jesus, he's got a gun. Fucking hell, where's the cowgirl? Is she part of this? This can't be right. What are they doing? Oh, sweet Jesus and Jenny. Oh my, how do I get down from here? Wait, no, fuck that. This is a test. I ain't quitting. I need that truck. Okay, concentrate, goddammit. All right, now there's just three of us left. Ow! Fucking hell! Is that pepper spray? And pineapples? They're throwing pineapples at us. There's no way this was mentioned in that contract thing we signed. Why didn't I read that thing? All right, note to self. Read contracts thoroughly from now on. Oh, hey, someone's lowering the rope. Oh, God. Wait, is this a trick? Maybe they're... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Korean War vet just jumped off. Oh, God. Oh, God. He just jumped on his own. Oh, hey, there's just two of us left. Okay, I'll at least get the window cleaner. Oh, come on now. I gotta stick this out. Okay, there's a blimp. There's a blimp, too? Oh, why is there a blimp? Hey, that rope is... It's not a rope. It's a goddamn snake. Shit. Ah, it's on me. I don't get this. Why? Get it off me. Hey, oh my God, what is happening? The blimp is opening up. There's a cargo door opening. Oh, thanks, sweet cousin Jesus. I'm being rescued. Oh, this must be one of them prank reality shows. Okay. All right, I get it. That blimp is... Wait, is that an old Australian man's flabby ass sticking out of it? Is that... Oh my God!